Kitisas Ve'osh Bnei Yisrael. You have to count the Jewish people. How do you count the Jewish people? So we're told in the Torah this week that you count with a machzis shekel. Every single person has to give a half a shekel. I want to share with you a beautiful idea, two of them actually tonight. The first question is, why a half a shekel? So fascinating answer given is that when you give a whole shekel, you're giving a whole unit. When you give a half, what you're recognizing is that it's not me by myself, but my half has to be completed by sharing it with someone else. That's the idea of machzis. I give my chetzi, you give your chetzi. Together, our chetzi becomes a whole. It's a beautiful idea. What happened with the machzis ha-shekel? So a beautiful answer is, the first machzis ha-shekel went to build the adonim. The adonim were the sackets that held the mishkan together on the bottom. Again, why would you do that? Fabulous answer. Rabbi Fran says that when you build something, you need to make sure that the foundation is strong. The adonim, the sackets, are what? The silver sackets are what held the base of Mikdash, the Mishkan, together. Those silver sackets, every single person had a piece of them. Nobody can say, oh, I didn't have a chance to contribute. Nobody can say, I gave all of it. But everybody has an equal portion in it. Another fascinating answer. But the question is, why does God require counting by coins? So we know, of course, that we're not supposed to count Jewish people. We're used to that from, you know, our young ages, where the teacher says, how many kids in the class? Not one, not two, not three. One kippah, two kippahs, three kippahs. You're in shul, they want to count Hoshia Samecho Vareches Nachla Secho. Why? We don't count Jewish people. What is the reason behind not counting the Jewish people? I'll share with you a beautiful, beautiful answer. The Malbim says, why do we count? What's the purpose of counting? Generally, when a person counts, they have one thing in mind. They want to know, what is my strength? What is my power? Understand, when a person does that, they take a summary of what they have, they take an assessment of what they have, and they say, I'm in a good place. I'm going out to war. What do I have? I've got 100,000 soldiers. I have 300,000 soldiers. How much money do I have? I count. I see. I feel. But the problem with all that is, we very, very quickly begin to believe, this is all me. I did this. I amassed all that. I amassed the power. I amassed the strength. I amassed the wealth. Says God, it doesn't work like that. When you're about to go out to war, yeah, that's something you're going to have to do. And yes, it's important statistically to understand what your numbers are. That's important. But remember that your strength and your power does not come from yourselves. It comes from me. By giving the machzis ha-shekel, what is the person saying? They're counting it up, what? L'chaper al nafsho seichem, to atone for their souls. What is the atonement? It's the possibility of me believing that this is my strength and my power that's helping me to come out victorious. When I have that thought, even for a second, I need l'chaper al nafsho seichem. And that is exactly the reason why they counted that way. Now, was this l'halacha for all counting? No, not necessarily. God says in Bamidbar to count the Jewish people. That's a tzivui by Hashem. Hashem wants to count to establish that he loves the Jewish people, and that's his relationship with them. There's no counting by money. Why? Because that's on God's dime. God says, this is me. I don't need your money for it. But in general, when we count, why are we counting? We're counting for ourselves. We need to know, where are we at? How are we doing? And we can only do that by recognizing that it's God. Unless we take a chance to think it's us, God says, give that machzis ha-shekel, l'chaper al nafsho seichem.